The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
You're good friends. I hope we see each other again. I love you.
Your friend Darius, after 7 years of friendship, disappears in front of your very eyes. Roll sanity.
My sanity is an 80. I rolled an 85.
95.
I got a 98.
Everyone except for Todd takes 2 points of stability loss. You are visibly shaken. You don't quite know what to do next, but you still have all of your faculties. This may come into effect a little bit later.
Those dogs in the background?
Wait, what is he, mean? Is
what
he?
What projects?
Is he coming back on?
Was there a glitch?
Yeah, Darius, dude, that was amazing. How did you do that?
He's gone for everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he, like, faded out. It was crazy.
He just, like, vanished.
You still see the chair that he was sitting in. You see the things in his home.
Darius, can you still hear us?
Ooh.
Guys, what's going on?
Wait, I'm confused. He was there and he's gone now. Was it a recording?
Yeah, like some special effects.
No, he's talking to us.
He's playing a trick on us. That's what it's gotta be. He's playing us.
But he was responding to our questions.
Okay, but no, think about it. This is to draw us in for like a party at his house. We need to go to this party.
I'm gonna try to call him.
Yeah.
And I am going to get up, walk away, go to my phone, and try to give him a call.
The rest of you hear a ringing from your TV speakers. Bellamy, you keep letting it go on and on until you hear a click.
Hey, wait, leave a message.
His phone, it's in his room.
Darius? This is Bellamy. Look, your joke, it's not really funny, and we're really scared and worried. Can you please pick up the phone or just come back? Come back to the screen. Just come back. And I hang up, and I go back.
Guys, I don't think Darius would prank us like this.
This is a little bit more severe than usual, but...
I mean, he did ask us to go.
I think we need to. I mean, even if this is a terrible, really not funny prank, Darius, I would...
God, if this is just a prank so that he can get us all there in one place,
But it could have been a recording. We heard Bellamy's voice.
Yeah.
How do you have recorded that?
We need to go either way.
It's like the things on TV. He knows how to do all that stuff. I mean, look at the thing we're using.
You know, we should go just to be safe. He sounded distraught.
Yeah, I'm going to start packing and I'm going to go. You guys are coming, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Then I guess we'll see each other soon.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Guys, you know, it's more than likely a prank. Guys, just don't worry about it and drive safe, all right? See you when we get there.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, see you soon.
Bye, guys.
Claire and Bellamy are close to each other. Todd and Edward are about 4 hours away from each other. But all of you are going to have to take a plane of some sort to get to where you need to go.
Would it be possible for Bellamy to get in touch with Clara and discuss trips, and then we can just drive to the airport together? Like, I could pick her up and then we can get the same flight?
You can try anything.
Sure. I will pick up the phone and call Clara.
Hello?
Hey, you know, we got off the call so early, but I think we should go together. I don't want to be alone right now.
Oh, thank goodness. I don't want to be alone either.
Okay, so let's get packed. I'll come pick you up, and then we'll go to the airport together, get tickets.
Oh, perfect. I was worried I'd have to ride my bike to the airport.
Oh, I would never let you do that.
That's a much better plan. Yes. Thank you.
All right, so I will give you a call just before I head over there, but I'll see you soon.
Okay, I'll go pack. All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Because of the distance, Todd would just get to the airport and catch a plane.
As you take all of your things and you open your front door, you see a small package on your doorstep.
Oh.
There is no return address, nor is there any postage. But it is addressed to you.
Okay, I will open it.
Inside, you see a small green and blue piece of paper. Kind of like a swirly effect on that paper. And it just says, present to SPI Ferry. It has your name, a photograph of you, a stamp, a signature, and you can't really tell what the signature is. It's like really sloppy cursive, but underneath it, it's just a line that says mayor, and it says length of stay indefinite.
Huh, that's odd. I will put it in my wallet and then I will press on.
You arrive at the ticket counter, and the agent informs you that you wouldn't be able to fly into St. Paxton Island. You could fly to Northview, and then from Northview, you could make arrangements to get to SPI, but she doesn't even really know where SPI is, but she knows that there's not an airport code for it. Did you still want to buy a ticket?
You know what? I will take the ticket to Northview. That's probably going to be the easiest way.
Okay, great. Did you want to pay with cash or card?
Yeah. I've got cash here.
Okay.
And I hand out the number she refers to.
She takes your cash, gives you change, and prints you out a ticket.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your trip.
Thanks. I always do that.
No, everyone does. It's fine. You walk directly to the terminal and you wait for your row to be called.
So I feel like Edward's father would have like a private Cessna or something like that at the local airport that I might be able to utilize. He wouldn't know how to fly it, but he would probably reach out to one of his father's attendees that probably drives or flies him around.
Hello, this is Deborah.
Yes, Deborah, it's Edward. Hey, father has the Cessna over here at the local airport, right?
Yes, Edward, that's correct.
And you're a pilot. Don't you kind of help him fly him around from business to business?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I kind of have a favor to ask, and if you could kind of just not tell my dad about it, I would appreciate it. I kind of need a ride to St. Paxton Island, and I was wondering if you could fly me there.
I can't get you to St. Paxton Island, but I can get you to Northview.
Okay. That'll be great. But then what do I do from Northview?
I believe there's a ferry.
Oh, of course. Yeah, island. That makes sense. I'm just putting some stuff together to bring with me. Can you pick me up in 30 minutes?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.
Edward, when you go to leave your home, on the doorstep of your apartment, you see an envelope. It is addressed to you. No return address. No postage.
Oh, that's weird. Well, I mean, I'm going to be on the road, so I might as well open it.
You see on this bluish green swirly paper your name, a photo of you, a stamp, a signature that seems to be from a mayor, and your length of stay is marked indefinite. There are instructions to present this to the SPI ferry.
Is this a one-way ticket? But how did Deborah get this here already? I'll just ask her. Oh, perfect. Hey, yeah, let me just grab my bag.
All set.
Yeah. How did you put this on my doorstep?
No, it's not me. I just arrived.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I got a ticket for the ferry from Northview.
It's luck.
Yeah, I guess. Did you talk to my dad?
No. I haven't seen your father in weeks.
Oh, well, I guess it's kismet. Great. Okay. Well, I brought some music, so I hope you like my kind of music.
Oh, sure. I like all music.
Once I have finished packing all of my stuff, I will take one last look around my apartment and then head for the door.
You open the door and you see a package on the doorstep. Addressed to you, no return label, no postage.
I will look both ways down the hall and then pick it up, turn it over.
On the back of it, you see a large letter embossed, D.
Darius?
You open it and you see blue and green paper, your name, photo, stamp, signature from the mayor, and length of stay is marked indefinite with a note, present to SPI Ferry.
Okay. Darius, if you can hear this, and this is an elaborate prank, it's really not funny, and we are going to have a talk about this behavior. I pick up my bags and I start towards my car.
You hop in your car and head over to Clara's. It's really interesting because the traffic, which is always bad, is really good right now. And the lights are turning green for you. Everything seems to be working out really well. And you get to Clara's house in record time.
Oh, hey, I just finished packing. Good timing.
Seems to be a thing. Good timing tonight.
It's lucky.
Yeah. Anyways, it's really good to see you even with the really bad circumstances.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I give Clara a hug.
As she steps out to hug you, you hear the paper crunch under your foot. And you lift up your foot, Clara, and you see an envelope addressed to you. No return address, no postage.
Huh, what's this?
As you examine the envelope, you see on the back there is an embossed D.
That's weird.
Yeah, I had one of those too.
Wait. I mean, who dropped it off? That's weird.
I don't know. The D made me think it was Darius, but it's not like he popped out of the shadows when I out loud spoke to him.
Gosh, well, maybe if he can disappear into thin air, he can make these envelopes appear.
That's a... Oh, that's a crazy thought.
I don't know. I'm reaching here. And I'll open the envelope.
You see the blue and green paper, your name, photo stamp, signature from the mayor, length of stay, indefinite.
Huh. It's a little ominous. Indefinite?
Yeah, I'm trying not to focus on that too much.
I mean, if it is from Darius, it can't be bad, because, you know.
Well, I would have believed that, but this... this situation is so unlike him. Like, there's no way that he doesn't think that we're freaked out at this point. He would never let this go on this long.
Yeah, I don't think it was a hoax. I don't think he would have done that to us. And I don't know. This seemed weird before he disappeared, so.
Yeah.
Let's just get there and maybe we can find him and get some answers.
Yeah. Do you need help with your bags?
No, I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
You get into the car. There are very few cars in front of you on your way to the airport. Very unlike this big city traffic that you are used to driving through. When you get to the airport ticketing agent, she lets you know that there is not an airport at St. Paxton Island, but you could get a ticket to Northview and then make your way. Maybe there's a bus or something that you could get on that could take you to SPI.
Yeah, I Northview is fine.
Yeah, sounds good. Be nice to visit it again, actually.
Okay, great.
Cash or card?
Card.
Credit card.
Okay. She swipes your cards, prints out your tickets, and you are able to walk straight to the terminal door. And you guys are all in the air, flying. And the next day, you arrive at the regional airport in Northview. Approximately within like 3 hours or so of each other.
Once we land and we're gathering our items, I will turn to Clara. I think we should start at Darius's house. Like, if there's anything to be found or if he's there, like, I just want to go somewhere where we know he was first, because whatever is on SPI is... it could be anything.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, maybe he left a note or something useful. Should we... I don't know, wait for the guys? I don't...
Yeah, I just realized that we really didn't discuss the plan after this.
No.
Let's just go to Darius's and then... you know, once we get there, we can call the resort and see what rooms they're in. I mean, they'd have to be there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. They would probably think to go there.
I hope so.
I mean, is that, or we sit around in the airport and that doesn't sound like...
no. Fun, I mean, so. We don't even know when they're going to get here. I mean, they could already be here technically, so. Yeah, we'll just...
yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Deborah, I really appreciate you taking care of me and bringing me out here. I don't know how else I would have made it out here.
Oh, right. It's no problem.
You mentioned that you haven't seen my father in a couple of weeks. That's odd. Is he on a business trip?
I thought he would have told you. The last time I heard from him, he'd gone on a spiritual journey through the desert.
Wait, what?
Something about finding purpose or... the meaning of life, I don't know. He's been very sick, you know. I think it's just one of those end of life, find out what it all means type
Wait,
things.
What do you mean he's been sick?
Well, he's just...
Deborah,
he's coming.
What
it's coming
know?
To the close, you know?
I mean, he's old, but... You know what? I can't think about this right now. I'm supposed to be meeting some friends, and...
they say the desert air is very good for you, so on the plus side, he's probably going to be better, and then he may also be nicer, so...
that's what I like about you, Deborah. You're such an optimist.
Well, I try to be. Well, have a great time with your friends.
I will. And again, I appreciate it. I'll let you know how it all goes.
That would be great.
Okay, I've got my bag. Wait, where did we say we were gonna meet up? Oh my god, how am I gonna meet up with everybody?
As you are just kind of like, oh, shoot, you know, we didn't make a plan, kind of circling around. Like, sometimes you'll just do one of those mini frazzled circles. You actually bump into Todd.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Todd.
Yeah, sorry. I just had a bagel. Hey, funny bumping into you here.
Well, we said we're going to meet up together.
Well, right? Yeah, it was a joke.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, I had this thing outside my door, and here, it's like a fairy pass or something. I don't know. It was really weird. It didn't have any address or anything on it.
Yeah, I got one of those too, and I pull out mine. It's like, where did this picture come from? Who took this picture of me? I don't even remember. It's weird.
Yeah, so I obviously you weren't able to get over there either. I bet you the girls flew into Northview as well. What do you think? Maybe check the resort, or doesn't the airport have like a paging system we can use?
Oh, that's a good idea. I mean, I guess we could ask one of the baggage attendants if they have like a comm system.
Yeah, let's do that. So I will go and find the information desk.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm so sorry to bother you. We have some people in our party that we were going to meet. Is there any way you could put out an airport page for them?
Sure.
It would what be Clara, mm-hmm. Clara and Bellamy.
Clara, Bellamy. Got it. Any idea which airline they're on?
Not exactly.
Full airport, gotcha.
Yeah.
You see the man pick up a beige telephone and place it to his mouth, and he clears his throat.
Bellamy and Clara to baggage claim D4. Bellamy and Clara, baggage claim D4.
He drops the beige phone and just starts typing away at his typewriter.
Hey, thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
He puts a cough drop in his mouth, thumbs up, and that's all you get.
All right, I will scoot on over to baggage claim D4.
Over the intercom, you hear Bellamy and Clara, baggage claim D4, over the intercom as you are leaving the airport.
Oh. Yes, that's probably us.
Unless there's another Bellamy and Clara that are traveling together. Which I guess could happen.
Clara's a somewhat common-ish name. Yeah, I think it's probably us.
All right, I guess it's back into the airport.
Yeah, let's see who's paging us.
Oh my gosh, girls! Oh, it's so good to see you guys.
Oh, I'm so glad we found you.
We should really plan this out a little bit more.
Yeah, I know to self plan ahead.
Well, yeah. Not to bring it up, but that's kind of what we counted on Darius for. So
yeah,
that's true.
He was
Once again, I really think he's pranking us. So you know, like let's just figure we would swing by like the liquor store, grab some stuff. By the time we get out there, I'm sure we're going to have, you know, a couple of drinks and it'll just be like old times, right?
It's too cruel of a prank. Yeah. I just can't see him doing
that.
Well,
so I'm
really, really
fully
angry.
Prepared for both of you to hit him several times.
Oh, yeah. If it's a prank, I will definitely do that. But I just don't think it is. We were talking about swinging by his house first, see if he left anything, any kind of indication what happened.
Speaking of, did you guys get... Where is it? One of these. And I pull out my card.
Oh, yeah. We were actually just talking about that. Yeah, we got one too.
Yeah.
In a weird unlabeled envelope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your stay also say indefinite?
Yeah.
Which is also super creepy.
Yeah, do tickets usually say that? Usually like one way, right?
Yeah, usually more like that.
And the pictures,
maybe.
Do you remember taking that picture?
Well,
oh, I
mean,
even thought of that.
Several times, Darius took my picture when I wasn't exactly conscious.
Yeah, but Todd, this is obviously a headshot. I mean, it's not like one of your famous blackout pictures.
Well, yeah, that's true. My eyes are open. I look awake. Sober. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I mean, they probably just got it off of some kind of government database. It's like a driver's license picture. And put it on this ferry ticket that also says indefinite.
That they instantly sent to our door before we made any travel plans.
Okay. This is creeping me out. Let's just go to Darius's place and get some answers.
Sounds good.
You take a cab. You arrive at the address. The house looks well maintained. Let me know what you do.
I get out of the taxi. I pick up my bag and I walk up to the door and I cop knock on it.
There's no answer. It is broad daylight. It's early in the morning.
Do we see any other vehicles or anything in the driveway or...
No. There's a garage.
Is the porch light on?
The porch light is not on.
Then I would like to walk around the house and see if any windows or other doors are open, etc.
Okay. You go to the side. There is a lot of really beautiful gardens. You try the back door. It's locked. The front door was locked. You do see that there is a kitchen window that is not locked.
Is it a window that somebody would be able to fit into?
Oh, yeah. It's like right there on the back porch. So you would just be able to slide it up, like pop out the screen, slide it up, and just hop right in.
Okay. I will go back to the front. Guys, I found a window that's not locked. So, Todd, how about we pop the screen off and you go inside and let us in?
Okay.
Anyways, I really hope this is Darius's house because that's what we're doing. All right.
Oh.
I take Todd to the side and show him where the window is. I will pop off the screen and let him slide inside of the house.
I will shimmy through the window.
Todd, you're in the house. Let me know what you do.
All right, I will go to the front door and open it.
Okay. You hear the click of the front door unlocking, and the door swings open to reveal Todd.
Ah, well done.
Come on in, guys.
Thanks. Anybody home?
Hey, Timberwaves! Get your ass out here.
Just silence.
Does anything look disturbed, like there was a scuffle or...
No, the house is actually really clean.
Are there photos of Darius or us or...
As you circle around the house, you see lots of different clues around the house. There are children's toys. There are high chairs. There's milk left on the counter. But the house is clean. As you walk up the stairs, you see pictures of people you don't know, that you don't recognize whatsoever. Adorable children, a lovely family.
Guys, I think we made a mistake and we should get out of here right now, very, very fast.
Yep.
As you all realize that you have made a terrible, terrible mistake, you rush out the front door to see one police officer standing in the crack of like his door and the car just standing between the two, and he's like, put your hands behind your head.
Oh, this isn't what it looks like.
He slams the door and starts walking toward you.
So my law skill allows me to argue with police, and I'm going to use two of my points in that.
Okay.
So that's a 5 total.
Okay. That's a success.
Officer, I'm terribly sorry. This is not how it appears.
Well, it appears to be exactly what Miss Trevors said it was, which is 4 strangers are walking into the Johansson's house. And sure enough, here you are walking out of the house. So
I apologize for the misunderstanding. We're friends of theirs. We're actually house sitting.
Of the Johansson's.
The Johansson's. Lovely family, great kids. But they forgot to leave us a key. Silly. So we were just checking out the place, making sure there was nobody, you know, breaking in like you think we're doing.
Well, you all do have luggage, so
yeah, we're gonna stay here.
Yeah.
To, you know, so that it looks like somebody's home, so no robbers try to come.
So they're on vacation.
Yeah. Of course. I hope they're having a wonderful time. I mean, I wouldn't want them to be worried about their house. Goodness. So,
yeah, I'm just a little confused as to why they would be on vacation in the very first few weeks of the school year. When they have children.
That's when resorts are the cheapest. I mean, sometimes you can get really stellar deals at the last minute. I don't know if you've ever tried this. You can get amazing deals at the beginning of the school year because nobody travels then. It's incredible.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, my parents used to do it all the time. We would go to these fabulous places, but, you know, when nobody else was traveling. It's cheaper.
All right. Well, I really need to get on my way. Can you guys provide me with any identification? Let me know who you are.
Oh, of course, officer.
He takes down the information from your driver's license.
I was going to show him my ferry pass. See, it's got the mayor's signature.
Well, it's not the mayor here, so. But you guys are going to St. Paxton now?
Oh, after we're done house sitting.
Oh, well, that must be nice. You guys must be loaded. Well,
I don't like to brag, man. It's,
you know. Nope, this all checks out. I'll enjoy your stay at Northview.
Thank you. And thanks for stopping by and making sure everything's okay.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here at Northview. We stop by and we check it out. Check out everybody's stories. Even after we're gone. And he opens the door, hops in the car, turns over the engine. You guys have a lovely day.
You too.
And he slowly rolls down the hill.
Okay, I think that we find the ferry now.
Yeah, I can't believe that worked.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work for long.
Nope. We should leave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to lock the door and close it.
The cab's gone. And we're in the middle of a neighborhood with our luggage. I guess we're going to be walking.
Well, we're pretty used to it, though.
I mean, we spent some time here in Northview, so let's just find the closest store that will let us use their phone, and we'll get a taxi to the ferry.
Is there a corner gas station or store nearby?
Yeah, there's a little bodega just a couple blocks away.
Yeah, let's go straight there.
As you guys are walking down the street, you see a brochure just kind of laying on the sidewalk that says, "See St. Paxton Island."
Huh, look at this. Wouldn't be much to see, right? What is this about? See St. Paxton Island. Okay, like a wilderness tour or something? I'd be kind of into that. I will open the brochure.
You open it up and it says, "When was the last time you did something for the first time? With no traffic, enjoy land in a way that makes you part of it. Biking, horseback, hiking in trolleys allow you to experience St. Paxton at a slower pace. Take in all the goodness of this gorgeous island's mountains, hills, and beaches. We promise you won't want to leave."
Whoa.
Wait, there they have trolleys now?
Edward, I thought that you told us that SPI wasn't good real estate. This sounds amazing.
The brochure mentions many, many shops, prime antiquing, a welcoming environment, and over 100 species of migratory birds in early autumn.
Wait. No.
No, really? That's how many birds? That's what it says.
No.
But Todd. This place wasn't... Does your dad own it now?
No.
With the ocean hugging most of St. Paxton and the Kawakari River running from one end of the island to the next, there's so much to love about our water activities.
If it was inhabitable, my father would have known. He's a real estate guru. I mean, he literally called it like a swampland island.
Well,
I mean, look at Florida.
Looks like they drained the swamp.
On the back of the brochure, it says, "Traveling, it leaves you speechless, then turns you into a storyteller."
This sounds great.
Hey, Todd, do you mind if I look at that real quick?
Yeah, here.
I turn it around and I look for any kind of like business name or insignia for the brochure.
You don't find any on that.
That's odd. Normally these brochures have like a parent company name or some kind of business name. I mean, how are they advertising?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Well, let's see if maybe anybody at the store knows how to get there. I mean, hell, this sounds like they might have like an express shuttle or something.
Well, we have a ferry ticket, guys.
And on the brochure, there was a number that we could dial for information, and maybe that will provide a way to get to the ferry.
Oh, good thinking.
You enter Bodega Nights.
Excuse me, sir. We kind of got stranded by our cab. I was wondering if we could borrow your phone real quick.
Oh, sure. And he hands over the phone.
Here, Bellamy, you want to call that number and see if we could get some direction to the ferry?
Sure. And I will dial the number from the brochure.
Reach St. Paxton Island Visitor Center. This is Laura. How can I help you?
Hi, Laura. I am in Northview, and I am looking for directions on how to get to the island. I have a ferry ticket. I just don't know where the ferry is.
Oh, perfect. I was just going to ask if you had a reservation. Sure. So what you'll want to do is go all the way down Main, and I mean all the way down south. At the very end of South Main Street, there is a ferry, and you'll want to talk to Devin. That's Devin Caldwell, and he will take you from there. So I believe that a ferry leaves every 2 hours from the hours of 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Excellent. Okay, well, is there anywhere that we need to check in when we get there, or is it just kind of streamlined?
Oh, sure. So when you arrive in St. Paxton Island, we will escort you to your bed and breakfast, wherever it is you're going to stay, and that's about it. So trolley service will be provided, and the person on trolley service today is Patty Caldwell. So you're in for a treat. Patty is excellent. She knows everything about St. Paxton Island. She's really a history buff, and she's kind of a local celebrity. So that's a real experience you're getting. We're just happy to have her volunteer, you know?
Oh. Is she related to Devin?
Patty?
Yes.
Yes, they are related. That's her son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a family affair. That's very nice.
It is nice, isn't it?
Okay, well, I guess we will see all of you very soon.
Thank you, and don't forget, if you need anything, please feel free to call us.
We'll...
And again, my name is Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
With a U. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to see you. Bye-bye.
I put the phone down. Well, they are very nice and friendly, and I got a very small town vibe. So we just have to go all the way down South Main Street, all the way down, and then the ferry is at the end of it. Devin Caldwell works the ferry today every 2 hours, and then his mother, Patty Caldwell, will take us around on the trolley. Patty is a celebrity. That's what I learned.
Oh.
But apparently everything is just, get there and we'll take you where you need to go.
Oh, are you going to see Patty Caldwell?
Oh, yeah, yes.
I love her radio show.
Oh, she's a radio celebrity.
Yeah, she hosts my favorite advice show, A Word to the Wise.
Ah.
Is that a newer show? I haven't heard it before.
It's local.
Huh.
Sometimes we can pick up on St. Paxton airwaves, so.
Well, okay. You know, we used to live around here. When did all this spring up with St. Paxton? I don't recall that ever being a thing.
I don't know what you mean.
St. Paxton used to be uninhabited.
No, you're misremembering. No.
Oh. Okay.
You're misremembering.
Oh. All right, my bad. I mean, I did have a few drinks. I like to knock them back in college.
Yeah, but I came to the Northview Resort growing up. I remember it from back then. Okay, thanks. Thanks for your help, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll be going now.
Have a good night.
And I will walk out of the store.
Well, bless her heart.
As you all leave, you hear the person in the back just shouting,
"People just misremember. People always misremember. They misremember things. It's very irritating to misremember."
Kind of sounds like he's saying Miss November.
Todd.
What?
Classic Todd.
That was weird, right?
Okay, oh, yeah, sure. I'm glad it's not just me. That was super weird.
You know, and Bodega Nights, come on.
I mean, maybe she's... I don't know. Maybe she's the one who's not remembering.
Well, she's old, and you know how old people are.
Sometimes they can be forgetful. Interesting that that is what upsets her.
Do you mean misremember?
I might. All right.
Finally, after many, many blocks of walking, arrive at the ferry.
Is it a large size ferry? Is it like,
you
what
see
are we
there?
Looking at?
Oh, yeah. You're looking at a pretty large ferry. You notice that there are no cars lined up to go onto the ferry. But there are lots and lots of people. Many of them have bicycles in tow.
Is it the kind of ferry you could drive onto? There just aren't any cars?
You don't see that yet.
Okay.
As we walk up and we see that there are lots of people standing around waiting for the ferry, I will stop and like motion for them to come back and just be like, "So why don't we spend some time going through the crowd and just listening to what other people have to say about the place? That interaction with that lady was weird. And, you know, any additional information we can get about what it's like over there, even if we want to talk to a few people, I think it would be really good. Maybe somebody else knows Darius? I mean, he couldn't have been locked up in his house all the time, right?"
Right, yeah. I'm curious if anybody else has tickets like ours.
Mm.
Or if they're different.
That's a good point.
Did you say tickets?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Devin, and that's where we're going to call it. Okay, that was an episode.
Oh. Hey, it's a fresh start. We got to get into the groove.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
And apparently we need to communicate with each other more.
I need to pull out of the groove a little bit.
I don't know what that means, but all right.
Pull out method never works, Mike. Come on.
Yeah.
Rhythm, obviously.
Human Friends does not promote the pull-out method as a reliable means of birth control.
It works 100% of the times you don't get pregnant. That's
not fucking is the only thing that works.
Yeah, that is a statement. We're just... That's on mic.
It works 100% of the time, 0% of the time.
Okay, so did you guys have a good time?
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
That's so
good. Okay. What do you guys think about using the new system?
I feel like we haven't gotten our feet wet yet.
We haven't used it a lot yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still early stages, but I think it has a lot of potential, like we've gone over before. So I'm excited to get into it and make it work for us.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm excited that three of you lost some stability at the beginning of this. That is hilarious.
Look, really somebody happy. Disappeared right in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy. I mean,
yeah, Todd, it was really crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I totally would have gotten stability back because of the like bad luck associated with everything we were doing. But no, I was good to go.
Yeah, I like how... okay, so this is just my own my own thoughts here. I feel like Todd and Edward are really spot on their drive for bad luck and duty. Stacy, I feel like you're veering off of the role of follower right now.
I follow Clara, but I am not a follower. I just have to, like, if she goes off on her own, I should be with her.
Okay.
But I don't have to be, like, subservient.
Okay. I feel like, I don't know.
Follower / clingy.
You are the one that found the window in the back, though. My gosh. Mm-hmm. So, Clara, where's your curiosity here?
Oh, I haven't seen that much to be curious about yet.
That's fair. You did just, I mean, to be fair, you only saw a house to which you did not check the mailbox to see who belonged in that house. Whoopsie-doodle. So
I just assumed.
Oh, well, we all did.
She's like going through all the drawers and like.
I was gonna pull it up on Zillow and see what it last sold for, but
I was curious about what was inside the house.
All right.
Guys, Darius disappeared. Okay. He hasn't been here for years.
I wasn't even thinking about that. Like, I just assumed we knew where he lived. And then when you said that, I was like, oh my God, we're in so much trouble right now.
But guys, airport paging system. Yeah.
That was good.
You guys should know that things are not trustworthy. There was no airport security.
Yeah, that's as it should be.
I didn't even question that.
Okay, well, I'm so glad that you guys had a good time. I, of course, had a wonderful time GMing you all, as always. If you want to be best friends on Twitter, you can at me there. I'm at Typical Veronica.
You can find me at Definitely Stacy.
I'm at One Gaming Lane.
And you can find me at I Think I'm Fred.
And I'm at Starlit Firefly.
And we're we do people a cuss. That do the cuss.
That's hilarious.
What does that mean?
You had to replace the other thing that shall not be
Fred
spoken.
Fred cursed earlier, and he said, "Wait, can we curse on this?" And we were like, "Fuck yeah!" And then we were talking about replacing. We're a podcast, and I was like, "We do a cuss." or something. Yeah. So now
that's
so good.
I
All
just
right,
misremembered
it.
It. And so, yeah.
Okay. We'll say it. Say it out loud.
And we do a cuss.
So great and stupid.
So official sounding.
It's official. It's great. I need a shirt.
And stop the recording.
This episode was produced and edited by Hiroshi, and the opening and closing theme was created by Rob Anderson. Find them on Twitter, at MaybeHiroshi, and at PotentiallyRob. As always, you can follow the show as CAF Podcast and find a permanent link to the Discord in our bio. Want to take a look at the clues, information, or photos the cast stumbled upon during the recording? Head on over to our website at www.cafpodcast.com and click on the link labeled The Show at the top of the screen. If you want to help support the show, please share us with your friends on your preferred social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also back us on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/cafpodcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out some of the other Geekly Inc. shows, such as Drunks and Dragons, Brute Force, or Inks and Issues.
Hey everyone, Steph here. I just wanted to pause for a moment to bring a quick thank you to some of our Patreons, and to help me out with that is Moonflower. Oh, thank you very much. We have such wonderful Patreons, and they're so thankful for their support. I might mess up some of the pronunciation, which I apologize for. I would cast Comprehend Languages, but all of my spell slots are full for the day, so I will do my best. A very special thank you to Jasmina Kaminska, Dustin Holsizer, and AJ Ike or Eek. I apologize again, but thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are so wonderful.